This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Denmark's biggest power company is working with a California startup company named Better Place to become a nation of mostly electric car drivers by 2011, the New York Times recently reported. Better Place and Dong Energy are wiring a national network of 100,000 charging poles for local driving. Stations where depleted batteries are quickly switched with fully charged ones will be available for longer trips. The cars will run on wind-generated electricity, which currently supplies nearly 20% of Denmark's power. Cars will charge at night when winds blow and demand is low. A punitive 200% tax is slapped onto the price of new cars here, so the government is offering a $40,000 discount as well as tax breaks for the buyers of these new electric cars, which are being made by Renault Nissan. Israel has similar plans. The Danish plan is risky, notes a Danish professor of energy planning. But government transport minister Lars Barfoed says that as host of the climate change talks this year, Denmark feels responsible for providing a vision to the world of what can be done. If successful, the vision will be one of decreasing greenhouse gas emissions and a pathway towards a clean energy economy. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.